Now let's turn our attention to the weather forecast and take a look back at those numbers with Mark Russo. He's with Risk Pulse out of Chicago, Illinois. We'll look forward to as well. But Mark, first, can you tell me where in the Midwest the coldest temperatures might have been, please?
Well, Todd, specifically over the weekend here, we had widespread 20s and 30s across the Midwest. Some of the coldest temperatures were in the eastern Corn Belt, were readings in the mid-20s that extended from near Fort Wayne northward into central Michigan. So that was one swath there that saw, you know, the coldest temperatures in the mid-20s. And then you have to go up into the northern Midwest, places like Wisconsin, Minnesota, and the Dakotas, where temperatures were also down to those mid-20 levels. Based on overall, you know, newly emerged corn, it's not a question that there was, you know, some, or that some freeze damage did occur. Even down into the Ohio River Valley, where temperatures were in the upper 20s, again, real like record cold. It's not out of the question there could have been some damage there for any early planted crops, but all in all, it was likely a more isolated damage event versus anything that widespread.
What do you see for the rest of this week?
Yeah, the cold weather, extreme cold is done. And now looking forward, temperatures will be in a warming mode as we go through this week. Now, for the next 2 days, it's still cooler than normal here across Illinois in the Corn Belt. But by Thursday and Friday, temperatures will be back to more normal levels, even slightly above normal levels, meaning high temperatures climbing into the 70s, minimum temperatures in the 50s. So a dramatic change from this more kind of, you know, mid-March weather that we've had recently versus mid-May.
Does it come with rainfall?
It does, especially coming up the latter part of this week, where as that transition warmer takes place, there are going to be these frequent periods of showers and thunderstorms. Doesn't look like any exceptionally wet pattern, but there does look to be this zone extending from Kansas and Oklahoma northeastward into eastern Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, Michigan, and northern Ohio as well, that will be receiving above normal precipitation. So bottom line is that things are going to be turning more active here coming up, but no sign of any real exceptional wet pattern here at this kind of latter portion of the planting season.
There had been a large part of Eurasia that was suffering through really dry conditions coming out of the wintertime. I think there was some rainfall last week. What's your assessment there?
Yeah, even over the past several days, saw some additional rainfall in portions of Europe and the Black Sea. They're much better off now compared to what they were back starting out May, but still more rain is needed, especially in pockets of southern Russia, Romania, Hungary have been drier than normal. And then in northwestern Europe, England, Germany, especially northern Germany, that's another dry zone across Europe. And coming up, we don't see much in the way of any improvement in those driest areas. So as we go into this middle to latter portion of May, dryness is still going to be around. Again, not a critical issue right now, but it is definitely something to watch, not only for winter wheat development, but also for newly planted or soon to be planted summer crops, including corn and other grains across Europe and the Black Sea.
Hey, thanks so much, Mark. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you're welcome, Todd.
Mark Russo is with Risk Pulse in Chicago, Illinois.